This is Manny at RBN. Ralph Winterout is running a little late, but if you keep listening, he'll be back in just a short time. Thanks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved...
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No mercy from lost the light, our pain was heavy. We sacrificed for God and country. No more color. Still held the ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty. Still you hear me say, I'd rather die than be your slave.
Gentlemen, this is Manny again. We don't have Ralph. We're still waiting on him, but we do have his guest, Kevin Innes. We're just going to go ahead and start the show up and see what we can get going on here, okay? Kevin, how are you doing?
Hey, very good.
So why don't you just fill us in on what happened to this whole situation with the Liberty Dollar?
Well, the Liberty Dollar has been around for about 8 years now, and from the very inception, we were looking for a currency that was going to be value-backed and redeemable in silver and gold and precious metals,
right,
with the idea of having an honest money that was 100% backed by something real, as money has been for traditionally for centuries, at least those that have had the most staying power. And in the process, we developed a type of currency that was intentionally made to not look like any other currency on the planet, specifically Federal Reserve notes or U.S. Treasury coinage.
Right.
And so there are many distinct features of the Liberty Dollar that have been done that are very different than they have done. The silver and gold pieces do remain flat and round, but anyone who looks at them with their eyes open can tell that they look very different. And the same with the certificates. So my experience has been that when I first started to use the Liberty Dollars in the Asheville, North Carolina area,
uh-huh,
I went immediately to the police to tell them what it is that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
The public relations officer, who used to be the chief of police in the city, and made an interview, gave him some information, and followed it up with the interview a few days later. And he happened to actually call someone from the Better Business Bureau to also have a chat with us. And came in there. We talked for about an hour, and he said he'd already checked with the Secret Service thing, and they said there was no problem as long as they're not calling it legal tender and or coins, because coins are government-issued flat, round pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a problem with it, and neither did he. Neither did the person with the was responsible for this general area of Western North Carolina, who was with the Better Business Bureau. He didn't think it would work, but he acknowledged it seemed to be more of a barter type of currency. And so since that time, I went to the county sheriff's office and met with the chief deputy, and he said the same thing. And actually, he said, oh, yeah, back in, when was that, the 70s, I sold my silver for about $32 an ounce.
Right. Because
at that time, silver had gone way up, and then it had come down. So he said, hey, I think this is a great idea. So then I went to all the precincts all around and told them what I was doing, so there wouldn't be no hard feelings. And also any policeman I see, hey, if you got the circular from the public relations fella, and this is what they look like. And with the intention of being completely upfront with this and letting everyone know that if they had any questions, they can contact me through the website, or here's my card, and or they can talk to their chief.
Right.
So it was very strange for me that last year the U.S. Mint came out and said, this is illegal.
Wow.
The local paper, the Asheville Citizen Times reporter, called me and then also did a talk over the phone with the spokesperson for the U.S. Treasury. And she had said, well, if there was just a few in circulation, it wouldn't be a problem. But Liberty Dollar claims there's as many as $20 million worth of in circulation. That's a problem.
Why did she say that was a problem?
Well, I guess because it becomes so popular. Well, I guess many people have thought this is a great idea, and to the tune that there was over 100,000 people who were using it, and $20 million in circulation, which is barely a drop in the bucket compared to the trillions of dollars of Federal Reserve notes in circulation. But
yeah,
that there was it was illegal if it was a lot, but it wasn't illegal. I mean, that it was fine when it was just a small amount in circulation seems to be a contradiction in all terms of what is legal and not legal.
Mm-hmm.
But and besides that, the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. Mint, does not have any prosecutory powers, ability to prosecute anyone. That has to be done through the Justice Department. And in investigation, we found out that there was no lawsuit pending, no investigation pending, and there wasn't going to be one.
Hmm.
So we thought, what is going on here? This could only be slander and libel. So we were harmed by the fact that they had put this in the media in many different forms, saying, and many different news media, saying that this was illegal and they could be arrested for these coins. They kept on mentioning coins. We've always said they're liberties, not coins.
Because right.
Coin is a controlled use term, meaning only certain institutions that issue them can call them coins, and that's those government institutions. We're not calling them legal tender. These are lawful. This is lawful money according to the Constitution, which was 372 grains of silver. I can't remember the exact number.
Well, hey, Kevin, hold on one second. We're going to a break right now. This is producer Manny. I'm filling in for Ralph right now. He's running a little late. We got Kevin Innes, who is our guest, and keep listening, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterode, the Ralph Winterode Show, and Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for not getting back. I don't have a driver's license, and I can't afford to get caught, and the guy I was getting a ride from had some unforeseen things and couldn't get his car going. And
Anyway,
I finally made it back here. How far along did you get on explaining what the Liberty Dollar and what the John Paul Dollars are about?
I was just telling how we first started, what I did when I first got going, and that was to make it completely upfront, and so, and to make this currency very unique and not look at all like the Federal Reserve money or the U.S. Treasury coins, as they call them. We don't call our currency coins, they're Liberty Dollars, because coins are controlled uses. Term referring to government-issued currency. And so if anyone who looks at the two side-by-side can easily tell they are different.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it has liberty on it, that is not a controlled-use term. Neither is the word dollar in the United States. And trust in God is different than in God we trust. And trust in God is what we have on ours. Very different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very obvious from – and the money, the certificates – are completely different sizes as well as colors. I mean, it's very obvious. So every step of the way that we've seen, they have referred to the flat round pieces, the Liberty Dollars, as coins. They're not coins. That's not legal tender. We've never made that claim. Mm-hmm. Every police officer I see that you know, when it's convenient, I offer them the Liberty Dollars, show them what they're about, and that there's a number in the community, and it helps out the community, completely voluntary. So
mm-hmm.
The whole intent here is if you have currency that is gaining value relative to or keeps its buying power, is what we usually say. If it keeps its ability to buy things, even though inflation is causing the paper money to go down in value, then the little folks, you and I, those people who have fewer resources and can't create money out of nothing through loans or the banking system, we can continue to thrive in our community. The Liberty Dollar has already doubled in value for 6 years. We had the silver pieces, the 1 ounce pieces, at $10, and then in 2005, when silver went way up, people could bring them back after Thanksgiving, and for a small reminting fee, get a $20 piece for their 10. How about that?
Wow.
Now, the next change that takes place is silver's rising. It's moving up towards 16. I don't know what it is today, but it's going way up, and at a certain point, then people will be able to bring those $20 pieces and exchange them with a reminting fee for a $50 piece. And if it goes any higher, then it'll be a $100 piece. I mean, it's value. The in fact, if we continue to use the 1 ounce silver piece that was issued by the U.S. Mint back in all the way up until the 60s there, that was exchangeable for the $1 silver certificates, everyone would be doing better because a $1 bill or a silver certificate or a 1 ounce silver piece could buy back in the 60s, what, 5 gallons of gas for a dollar, right? 25,
yeah.
20, 25 cents a gallon, right? Well, an ounce of silver with a Liberty dollar still buys 5 gallons of gas. You see, it keeps its purchasing power. We're being taxed through inflation. And
now, what do you call the paper money? What's the proper term?
Certificates. Silver certificates.
Okay, you call them certificate. Okay, and what we would call a coin on the one side. What do you call?
Liberties, or a Liberty dollar? Yeah, liberties. Silver Liberty.
Silver Liberty. And
$5 silver Liberty, or $10 silver Liberty, or 20.
Do you do gold also or not?
Yes, they're now $1,000 Liberty gold, and they used to be $500, but because gold's gone way up, hey, look, many people are saying that gold would be going up to
$1,000,
and it's just a matter of time, because the paper money's buying less. Previously, we had no reference within the continental United States. There's very little interaction with other currencies, maybe close to the border. People to Canada and Mexico are finding, things are changing. It costs us more. It's $1.45? Well, I didn't check today. U.S. to buy a Canadian dollar. And so they notice the devaluing currency. We only notice it through higher prices.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same gas. Right?
Is the Liberty dollar, are there people in all of these other several states pretty much around so people can get involved in this?
Well, right now, of course, since the FBI has stepped in and seized all the assets and computers and everything, has basically robbed us, everything's on hold. Nobody can become a Liberty Dollar Associate right now if they wanted to get a special exchange rate. If those who choose to inquire about them from private holders of this, as in any private holding of a precious metal or we have copper pieces too. If they want to acquire those, that's a personal interaction between those two people, right? Barter. And in fact, the certificates, even though the U.S. Spokesperson for the U.S. Treasury Department said there was no problem with them. Are we off right now?
Let's hear the music, so stay tuned, and we'll be back in a minute. We have a long segment. And we're going to learn more about what we should be trading in is something that's got some gold or silver, something behind it instead of thin air. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Ralph Clement Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, Truth Seeker of the Far North, and we've got Kevin on today from the Liberty Dollar. And, of course, everybody's heard about the raid, and I don't know if we've got into that yet or not, but if we haven't, we will be. And would this be a true statement? Unfortunately, like I said, I didn't get to hear the first part. I'll have to go back and re-listen. But would this be a correct statement? One of the reasons that I would want to be involved with Liberty Dollars and basically a barter system is what I'm bartering in has value and it doesn't lose its value necessarily because actually it's been going up in value. And if I barter in Federal Reserve notes, I'm getting screwed because of the inflation, even though I don't realize that the higher prices means my little fiat money is worth less, but using the certificates or the silver liberties, like what you were talking about, why I'm trading in something that has substance behind it. Is that true?
There's substance behind it, and your community is getting more substance in their hands in this, especially in this inflationary period. Every fiat currency is going to be creating inflation because they need. There's interest that applies. There's an internal contradiction here. What it is that when you borrow money, you borrow it. There's an interest rate, right? So you need more money in the system to be able to pay for the interest, which makes the money itself able to buy less because it's being diluted. See? So the rate at which money is being created out of nothing to fight this war in Iraq, for COINTELPRO, for covert operations around across the globe, for corporate welfare, the list goes on. Where are they getting the money? I don't see an increase in taxes. They're just creating it out of nothing. How much real control do you have over a government when they can create the money out of nothing and they don't have to worry about the political traps with trying to raise taxes? They just created it out of nothing. So what happens, though, is that we all pay for their excesses without any control of the government, and that is through higher prices. The money buys less and less, and it's becoming less and less favored across the globe as a currency of choice. If people are switching to euros. I don't know what's the latest as far as the switching to euros for buying oil, for instance. I haven't heard. But now, so there's different benefits. One is that as you spend it and people voluntarily accept it, they have then purchasing power within their hands, right? They, where do they spend it? I guess the corporations aren't taking it. The bank doesn't take it. Okay, that's all right. I'll just give it out to offer it as change to one of my customers. Whoever says, hey, I think I'll take that rather than Federal Reserve note because these are shiny and I kind of like them. Silver, cool. They take it. Where do I spend it? Well, I can spend it back at that same store I got it from, or I can go to another business down the road that's friendly and I know the person and I like their products and it's a smaller business and I support them. Oh, it looks as though there's a lot of small businesses are doing this. And you start spending more money at the smaller businesses. They get silver in circulation in their community, and smaller businesses put a lot, most of their money back in the community through taxes, through entertainment, through the food, through the different things they do in that community, right? So that's one big benefit. The other benefit, as this is going on, of course, the currency itself is gaining in value, as it did overall back in 2005 when it doubled and went from a $10 base to a $20 base. Fantastic. Now, when it goes to a 20 to a 50, people will be even happier. Wow, I'm sure glad that I started to use this currency rather than those paper certificates issued by the or the promises to pay money that's, I don't know how those the Federal Reserve's not been very good about promising to pay money on their certificates since it's not backed by anything. So there, the other benefit is now when people, when this is cleared up with all these agencies and people can become associates again, they can actually have a membership fee and get a preferred exchange rate so that they actually, for every $20 piece or 10 or say 100, they can get extra Liberty dollars on top of that. Just like you can buy, get more pesos for your American dollars, right, your Federal Reserve notes. Same thing with the Liberty dollars. You can get more Liberty dollars with your Federal Reserve notes. Okay? So it behooves you to then spend them because you use them up in the community and you get some more and you get extra buying power through the better exchange rate.
Now, but the real thing that it would appeal to me is that I'm dealing in something that has substance.
Right.
Because tomorrow, the government, if China, if the dollar goes away from China or these, some of these oil places, we could be taking a wheel basket full of dollar bills to go get a loaf of bread.
Right. Well, I'm staying in terms of silver. I'm still paying the same amount for gas as I did in 2003. That's not bad in terms of silver.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So
people do not understand the money system. I'm telling you, the Federal Reserve is a bunch of tyrants and thieves that are controlling and robbing our country of fiat money. They control the amount of money in circulation. They control it by the interest rates. And we're the people, the slaves on the other end, and we have no control.
Well, federal, it is not. It's a private corporation. Reserve, it is not. There is no reserve.
Yep.
System, a system for whose benefit? To pad the palaces of the super rich, who are not all American. A large percentage of them are from other countries. But very few people know who the actual controllers of the Federal Reserve are. There are supposed to be Saudis there, as well as Japanese. But besides that, the government sells bonds, right, to raise cash, right, savings bonds. And who buys those up? Other countries. China has bought billions of dollars of those. And they are very quickly starting to sell those off and get some other type of currency, but they don't want to crash, do it all at once, because that'll create so much instability in the markets that the remaining ones they have will be a whole lot less value. So they have to feather it out there. So, it's a concept. When do we in our education system talk about money? Very little.
We don't.
So you have to ask, why are we not talking about money when it's in a capitalist system? Isn't money important? Sure it is, but who do we really know how it started? So if I have a moment in the talks that I give, I'd like to do a brief history of how we got to this point, starting with barter. At first we that was the common form of exchange between people. It was honest. You know, they did check out, oh, is that good wheat? Is that, you know, a healthy goat? And they knew how to check those out. And if it was, it seemed to be an honest trade, they would make that trade. Then after a while, they started to find, well, gold is really cool because it's pretty. It doesn't, can't really use it for much. It's soft. So that's a kind of neat thing to have in exchange for a goat or for a house or wheat. And after a while, goldsmiths started to mint coins, right? To make, could be, have a convenient form, and they put their insignia on it to, as an attest to its purity. And then they, after a while, they put those little the ribs on, the edges on it so that people couldn't file them. Well, after a while, they thought people had had quite a bit of this gold. They say, well, we need a safe place to keep it. Let's keep it with the goldsmith. He's got you know, a small army protecting his assets. Let's keep it there. Well, as a acknowledgement of that deposit of with the goldsmith, that he would issue receipts. So, okay, you got, whatever, 100 pieces of gold here. Cool, here's your receipt. And whenever they got the gold, they could bring in their receipt, get the gold, and go and buy something, buy a ship or do something like that. Well, after a while, they thought, well, hey, you don't, the goldsmith would say, you don't want to really bring your gold over to buy that ship. That ship owner, he does business with me all the time. How about you just exchange your receipts? I'll give you a few different receipts, so you have a few different denominations of these receipts, and you can buy that boat, and anytime he wants, he can come and get the gold here. Much safer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after a while of doing this, and this went on for a number of years, maybe quite a few years, they said, well, hey, there's so many of these certificates in circulation. Why bother with these coins, right? And so the goldsmith got wise and thought, wow, nobody's checking this because we certainly don't want people coming in here. They might rob us if they came and saw our all our gold that we have on storage. And this family over here, they've had this gold in here for a couple of generations. We could issue more certificates than that was on but deposit. And we could get 100% profit instead of only the 5 that we're charging for storage fee. So someone came in for a loan of gold. They, hey, you don't want gold. You just want the certificate. Crank out some more certificates. They would give them some certificates. That person would go and buy something. And because nobody's going to, everyone was accepting the certificates, they could come and get the gold anytime they want because the odds are that only no one would ever ask for all of the gold at the same time. So this was a very thriving business for the goldsmith. He could get 100%
profit.
Sounds like
the birth of the fractional banking system.
Exactly. So it went from a barter economy or a barter currency to a receipt currency to a fractional currency. Only a percentage was backed. And some of the fairly wealthy folks started to see this banker's getting awfully filthy rich. What's going on here? So they demanded all of their certificates and all the they want to redeem all their certificates. The goldsmith didn't have enough gold to cover all the certificates. So he said, hey, wait a minute, don't hang me right just yet. I'll let you in on the deal. I'll cut you, give you a percentage of any gold you store here. I'll pay you for holding it here. And anytime people want to check the gold, look at all the gold that I've got. Sure, all those certificates are back. You don't have to worry. You can get your gold whenever you want, right? So this was perpetrated for many years, and the portion that was on reserve became less and less and less. So the certificates out in circulation were huge. Of course, the profits to the goldsmith were incredible. Well, all fractional reserve, fractional banking systems eventually become fiat, and that was institutionalized back in England back in the 1700s. And, there's a great documentary about this, The Money Masters by Phil Still. Some of his solutions to what should be done, like the government creating the money out of nothing, I don't agree with, but the history of it is very good. And there's some other, Money as Debt is another documentary it's good to get. I believe you can get that online. So what we have right now is a currency that's not the Federal Reserve note, which is not backed by anything, and until the Liberty Dollar came along, they were just having a free ride. Now they're saying, hey, wait a minute, people are catching on that this is a great idea, especially as our money crashes in, on world markets. Let's figure out some way to stop them. Well, this is not the way to do it, guys. If we are having something done that's illegal, why don't you just tell us and show us what the law is, and of course we'll stop as law-abiding people, right? We don't think there's anything wrong with it. Not to have it completely open to the Secret Service, to the Federal Reserve, to the Department of Printing and Engraving, a U.S. Mint, and in full knowledge and full plain view of all of them, and then have an FBI agent come along and say, oh, well, we're going to investigate them and sneak up on them. See, they're actually doing something illegal, and suddenly seize all their assets. I mean, in a truly free society and a society that's concerned about keeping preventing us from descending into chaos, you want to have a one in which people are knowledgeable as well as the laws are easy to understand so that we and they are consistent so that we know which laws to obey, right, and follow for the interest of a more wealth-integrated society, not one that's going to change from one day to the next. Or guess what? What we told you is legal now is not legal anymore. What? You can't do that. That just chaos will ensue. And so this lawsuit that they are trying to get information, their intent, I believe, is to gather enough information to try to make a criminal case stick. It's not going to. There's no criminal
intent. Well, the
issue
is you're not forcing anybody. This is strictly a barter system.
Exactly.
And if you and I agree on what we want to exchange, there's no law that says we couldn't exchange seashells.
Right. Or come into a gas station and say, I got these great potatoes. Oh, would you take, a few pounds of potatoes for some gas? I don't have any cash right now, man. That'd be good. So, yeah, okay, sure. Yep. Get yourself some gas then.
What Liberty Dollar is threatening is the demise of the Federal Reserve System and the enlightenment of the people to shine some light on the Federal Reserve and how corrupt that that outfit is.
Exactly. It's becoming painfully obvious to them. Even though it's only $20 million in circulation, it's definitely a hole in the dike of the deceit that is going on. As people look for other forms, other ways to protect themselves from inflation, Liberty Dollar is becoming very attractive. Very attractive.
Let me ask you this.
A lot of freedom-loving people want to get this.
The Liberty Dollar had some Ron Paul silver and gold printed up or stamped out. Is that correct?
Yes, they did. Yes, Ron Paul stands for one of his platform. Part of his platform is the abolishment of the Federal Reserve System. It has not done its job like it was originally intended to do, and the IRS to be abolished.
But the Ron Paul technically is not involved with the Liberty Dollar, correct?
Correct, yeah. This was an initiative because these are the ideals he stands for. There was an individual initiative by the Liberty Dollar to have a piece that commemorates his his stand on the same issue we have.
How much did they confiscate? I heard about 2 tons. Is that right on the rate?
Yes. Yes. Well, there was $1 million approximately in certificates that were in. The certificates are 100% backed by silver and gold, as well as the electronic Liberty Dollars. Okay? And they were in storage at the Mint. That was seized.
And the Mint was at where?
It's Sunshine Mint in Coeur d'Alene, Iowa. It's the same mint the U.S. Mint gets their silver from, the silver rounds.
Okay.
It's the same silver. We just put our own stamp on, the U.S. Mint puts their stamp on. What's the big deal, guys? You know, same purity.
I'm sorry, where was the physical? I didn't catch where
Coeur d'Alene, that was. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Sunshine
Idaho,
Mint.
Idaho, okay. Okay, so they seized about $1 million of certificate, this paper money?
Well, they seized the certificates and impounded the that which it was backed by.
I see. And that was stored in Coeur d'Alene also, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, whatever it came
we'll be
in.
Back in a minute. Stay tuned, and we're going to find out about a lot more about what happened with the Liberty Dollar rate. So we'll be back in a minute.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, Ralph Kermit Winterroad, Ralph Winterroad Show, and I've got Kevin here of Liberty Dollar, and we were talking about the raid. Now, out of they took $1 million of silver certificates, is that correct?
It's a mixture of silver and gold. The silver and gold certificates are in circulation throughout the United States.
Okay.
And, of course, some were at the main office, so just a few. Those certificates are backed by silver and gold, physical silver and gold liberties at the Sunshine Mint. And that was on hold, that it was backing up those certificates, or seized.
Okay, so the silver and gold is in Idaho stored there, and the certificates are in circulation.
That's right. That's the way it was supposed to be with the Federal Reserve notes, and they were to be silver certificates, but you can't redeem the silver certificates for silver anymore.
Okay, so did they actually confiscate it and remove it, or they just put a hold on it back there?
A hold was put on it there. What's to be done with it? I don't know.
I see. Okay, so they haven't physically come in and removed it, but the bottom line is Liberty Dollar can't get access to it now.
Each of those persons who have even a $1 silver certificate can be part of a lawsuit for reclaiming and redeeming
that which that certificate redeems, and that is silver and gold. So the people can go to libertydollar.org, and there's go through the website and find out the link for being part of the class action lawsuit against the government.
Okay, so that's one way that the people that that have these liberty certificates can participate.
Yes, as well as the organization has no money now. No money, no records. So donations are warmly accepted in order to, because it's going to cost some money to fight this in the courts as well. And donations are accepted.
And they would go to the libertydollar.org to, and it'll instruct them where they can do that?
That's right.
Okay. Everybody get that. It's libertydollar.org. This affects everybody in America, because here is here are people that are trying to get some lawful money back into our country and get rid of these foreign bankers and all this fiat money where they're milking us dry. I mean, anybody that loses control of his currency, a country, is no longer sovereign.
There are over a million people in the jails, over a million people homeless. A large percentage are for financial reasons. Bankruptcies are at an all-time high. Personal foreclosures are going through the roof. Over 2.5 million people may lose their home in the next couple of years. You drive around the street, there's so many homes that are for sale because the money's not buying what it used to. People are having a hard time keeping up with mortgage payments and medical costs. It's just running away from them, that their wages are not keeping up with the amount of inflation. They say, oh, yeah, seasonally adjusted inflation rate. I know the someone who used to be the top fella in the CPA organization in North Carolina, and he said if people really knew how much inflation is going on, they'd be way up in arms.
But see, we don't know, because it's silent behind the scenes, and the banks are in on it, and then they don't tell us.
Right.
We have we're coming up on the hour here, and stay tuned, and we'll be back, and we're going to get into more of the Ron Paul dollars and more about the raid and what people can do, because if we don't get off our butts and do something, folks, we deserve what we get. So we'll stay tuned. I've got Kevin on from Liberty Dollar, and we'll be back in a minute or two.